This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Christopher Spencer. He is the creator, editor, and publisher of Ozarks Unbound. Welcome back.
Three titles. Wow, thank you.
That's right. And also with us in the studio is Peggy James, and you are a teacher at Fayetteville High School.
Yes, I am.
You teach film and TV production?
We have two programs there. We have a film program and a television program. I teach television.
And I take it we can see your fingerprints on a video that has become sort of a viral sensation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We did a lip dub of Katy Perry's song Firework.
And if you haven't yet seen the video, it is worth a look. And I've got to ask, is it really one shot?
Yes, it's one shot.
Wow.
No edit at all.
And surely that wasn't the very first one shot. I mean, did it take more than one shot to get to the one shot?
Actually, no. The original plan was that we would get to the hallway. We had team leaders and zone leaders all over the school. Everybody had been given Excel files with extensive directions. They knew where to stand. They knew what their group had developed to be done. And when we first got to the hallway, we said, okay, we're just going to walk the hall and let you see what it looks to have us come through the hallways. And so we're going to run it all the way through. Then we're going to come back and we're going to run it once through with music so you can see how fast it takes us to get through the halls. And then the third time we're rolling tape, and we rolled tape, and it was a one-shot deal. From the time we dismissed students from class to do it and we were back in class, it was about 35 minutes.
It is this tour of Fayetteville High School, and it shows the extracurricular clubs and the activities that are involved. How many students are involved in this video?
There were about 900. That's our best guess.
And it's coordinating 900 students. Okay.
It's this meandering video.
Uh-huh.
You go all through the corridors, the labyrinth that is the current Fayetteville High School.
Mm-hmm.
And different students had different assignments when they would pick up their lip sync, their lip dub performance.
And we take a kid who supposedly is starting the first day of his 10th grade year, and by the time we get to end, he has got his cap and gown on, and he's handed a diploma, and he walks into the gym for his last trip through Fayetteville
High. Well, and I have to say, I found that interesting that there was sort of a narrative wrapped around it,
mm-hmm.
and that was, again, that this young man was starting school there, and then we hear the song, and that's sort of like him going through his experience
mm-hmm.
at Fayetteville High School, seeing all the different groups, for example, and then at the end he arrives, I guess, in the gym for graduation?
Right, yeah. I mean, as much as you can pull that off, yeah. And we actually, even next week, we'll have, it's tomorrow. It's called the Moving Up Ceremony, and we actually take the juniors and seniors to the gym, and we allow the seniors, as they're leaving high school for the last time, they walk through a tunnel of all their teachers, and then the juniors get to leave the junior side of the gym, mm-hmm. and they move up, and they get to go sit on the senior side of the gym. And so it's a little bit reflective of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage thing that we do.
Was the song playing on the intercom system?
No, originally that was our plan because we thought we could all hear it, but then we had teachers who would call us and say, intercom doesn't work in our hall. And so then we had to come up with another plan. And the cheer and palm, I guess it was the palm coach, has this thing called an audio vox. And so we just plugged in our iPod into the audio vox. And so it was sort of like just going through the halls with a big boom box.
Yeah.
And so we were blasting that music. And so the other halls could kind of hear us when we were coming, when we were getting closer. Plus zone leaders knew, okay, they knew where they were in the song and they knew what lyrics were going to be sung in their hall, so everybody was just abreast. Okay, they'll be here in 10 seconds, they'll be here in 5 seconds, you know, that we kept that kind of signal pass through the halls. But that's actually, I think it really helped us because the kids were probably a little more enthusiastic with loud music in the hall rather than if they had barely been able to hear it. And that's another thing, the students themselves had to be dead quiet. So while it looks like they're making all this ruckus and noise in the hall, it's sort of the silent scream. There's no sound at all in the halls, just the audio vox playing.
Was it always Katy Perry's Firework song? Or, and if so, why particularly that song?
Well, we knew we wanted to do a lip dub. Mm-hmm. And when we came back after Christmas, Magnolia High School in Texas had done Katy Perry's Firework.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Katrina Martin, who's the teacher at that high school. And I love the song, but I knew the kids would just feel like we were copycatting her school. And so we spent probably 2 months trying to secure copyright permission from another source so that we wouldn't be copycatting her. But then, as it worked out, ASCAP, any other organization, we wrote to the artists themselves, to their companies, nobody responded. It wasn't like, no, you can't. It was just like silence. And so when it came down to it, we had copyright permission for 2 songs because I belong to an organization that provides music to high schools. And it happened that Firework was one of them. We played with the 2 songs. But we really just loved the sentiment that was in Firework. And we just said, you know, we have to do it now. This is what we're going to roll with. It's great. It's going to work. And in the end, I really believe it was the best choice because the kids knew that song so well. And it was so easy to sing along with. I think if we had chosen a song that was unfamiliar to them, it just wouldn't have flown as well as it did.
What was the response you got from the administration when you kind of, I guess, went in front of them and said, can I do this thing?
We have a new principal this year, and I was a little unsure about, you know, whether he would go for something like this that would be a little bit out there. But he was like, when I walked into his office, like, oh, yeah, I've seen one of those before. That's fine. That'll be great. So it was a no-brainer. Now, yeah. Had I had all the administrators in there who hadn't seen it, you know, it's a really hard concept. And I'm going to get 900 kids and I'm going to put them in the hall and we're going to sing a song. It's a real stretch for the imagination. But he embraced it and that really helped.
It seems to me that it's, I mean, almost kind of a something that you would point to as an administrator. Look at what this school has produced, mm-hmm. or maybe a recruiting tool of sorts. I don't know. But what do you think is the goal or the end result now?
Well, from seeing other schools do it, mm-hmm. I knew that the mood in the schools seemed to drastically change after they did a lip dub. It was groups cheering for groups, unlike in a pep rally that's pretty predictable. Oh, we're cheering for that group of girls or boys that play a sport, and we have the cheer and the palm squad that cheer for them. And so we're always cheering for those groups, and I support that 100%. But this time it is, I'm in the Rubik's Cube Club. I'm in the choir. I'm on the yearbook staff. And all 900 of those kids that were out there were yelling and screaming for their club. So I knew that was going to be a result. I don't think they knew it was going to be a result. It was pretty funny in the gym when it was over. The kids were just ecstatic, and they just kept cheering and cheering. And the principal came up to me, and we did the little fist bump, and we were like, yes, it worked. And then he said, but we don't have a plan for how to end this thing, do we?
And, no I exit mean, strategy.
Yeah, we had absolutely no exit strategy. And so we were like, how do we get them back to class, you know? And you know, finally we were just like going fourth period. And they did, but it really was a mood changer for our school. We have just finished end of course exams. We've just finished AP testing. Our seniors had, well, not just our seniors, but our school prom was on Saturday night. It was just a real release of all the tension. I think anybody probably would have thought it was the lousiest day I could have chosen to do it. But in hindsight, it was probably the best day because it was just a great pressure release. Everything just worked.
Peggy James teaches television at Fayetteville High School, and she helped direct the lip dub Fayetteville High School version of Firework by Katy Perry. She talked with Christopher Spencer and myself last week inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. And that conversation was a regular feature of our collaboration at Ozarks at Large with Ozarks Unbound. Christopher Spencer is the editor and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? So paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta.